Our Hollywood guru, we've got Michael Warshauer joining us right now. Michael, how are you?
Doing well. Happy to talk to you guys again, as always.
Well, great to have you on, and there's a lot to go over here today, and this is something I wanted to hit on last week. We just kind of ran out of time, but the Tiger King, of course, has taken on a life of its own, and now there are talks about how Nicolas Cage is going to be the star as Joe Exotic. Are they really considering a movie about this?
Yeah, he has signed on to do actually a scripted series that will be all about Joe Exotic, about his sort of backstory of becoming who he became, and really getting into everything we learned about in the Tiger King documentary. What's interesting about this show, I think, is that it actually is not based off of Tiger King. It has been in development since last June. It's actually based off of a Texas Monthly article that came out ahead of the docuseries last year, detailing Joe Exotic and his life before Tiger King hit Netflix. So this is a project that's been kind of kicking around for a while, and I think it has a lot of potential. It's being the showrunner behind it is the same guy who ran American Vandal, which was a very funny mockumentary series on Netflix that just wrapped up a few years ago. And Nicolas Cage, you know, he is kind of a perfect person to be playing Joe Exotic. He has that perfect bit of craziness that is in all of his performances, sort of a unique style that I think anyone who's seen a Nicolas Cage movie that's come out in the last 10, 15 years knows exactly what I mean. And I think that will bring a lot to, you know, someone who has sort of become an icon, an iconic character really in the last few months. So I think it's going to be really interesting. It's Nicolas Cage's first regular TV role, so obviously a pretty big shift for him. But the other thing that interesting to note, if you're a Tiger fan, a Tiger King fan, is that there's also another series in development based on Joe Exotic. It's based on a podcast also called Joe Exotic. This one was optioned by Kate McKinnon of SNL, and she is currently attached to play Carol Baskin. So a couple competing projects. Neither of them right at the moment yet have a home as far as a network or a streaming service, but keep your eyes out, and we're going to have a couple dramatizations of the whole Tiger King universe.
Wow. Interesting that this was actually something that was already in the queue before the documentary released, and I guess the next question I have is, how exactly do they plan on spinning this? I mean, if it's going to be 100% based off of a story that most of us already know, do you think they'll continue to go down that path, or will they try and change some things up here?
I think that's going to be the interesting question. I suspect that there's probably a little bit more about Joe Exotic's upbringing and his background in this article that really kind of delves into to him and more of his building his sort of empire, as opposed to all of the conflicts that he eventually got in. So I think that maybe we'll get a little bit more of his backstory, a little bit more of his sort of personal aspects of the story. But I think that certainly is a concern, especially if there's two TV shows coming out. I mean, how much more material can we really pull from this docuseries? So that'll certainly be a big question moving forward. But I think there's certainly a lot of potential to dramatize a lot of things that really kind of just got glossed over or didn't get a ton of time in the original docuseries.
Yeah, who would have thought the world of exotic cats would have taken this kind of life in 2020? Looking back at the career of the late Jerry Stiller, of course, by now most of us learning of his unfortunate passing, but he put a lot of people, or a lot of smiles on a lot of people's faces for many, many years. And looking back on his career, you know, what roles and moments really, really stand out for you as far as his career goes?
Well, I think for a lot of people, you know, certainly around my age, you immediately think of Frank Costanza, George's dad on Seinfeld, that he, you know, perfectly played for the whole run of that show. Easily his probably most recognizable role of the last, you know, couple of decades. Just an icon. I mean, everything, Festivus to Serenity Now. I mean, if you've watched Seinfeld, you know that he was just, every time he came on screen, you were bound to laugh. And there's a great clip going around today it's from the end of an episode of Seinfeld. It's a blooper of him delivering lines to Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who just cannot keep it together and just keeps cracking up. And it's really just fantastic. I think that's probably the role, like I said, a lot of people remember him for. He also really made some memorable appearances in some of his son's movies, like Zoolander. Mm-hmm. I think also King of Queens was a big TV role for him. He's in the original Taking of Pelham 1-2-3, has a real central role there and is really fantastic in it. But of course, if you go all the way back to his very beginnings, his duo with his late wife, Ann Mira, Siller and Mira, was really a just all-time classic comedy duo. They were really major comedy stars in the 60s, regulars on Ed Sullivan, regularly appeared on Johnny Carson. And if you haven't had the chance to watch a lot of clips of the two of them and their duo back in the 60s, there are a lot on YouTube, which I myself have been catching up on today and are just fantastic. So, I mean, really a guy who made people laugh, like you said, for a very, very long time. Losing him at 92, we got a very full life's work from him. So a sad loss, but one that someone that will keep us laughing for many, many years to come.
The man's ear, Serenity Isle, The Trade of Jay Buhner. I mean, the list goes on when it comes to Mr. Costanza. Great, great stuff. And under the unfortunate passing of Jerry Stiller at 92 years old. Again, Michael Warshauer is our Hollywood guru. He joins us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. All right, well, Jerry Seinfeld has this special on Netflix, 23 Hours to Kill. What kinds of reviews is this getting?
It's getting a little bit of mixed reviews. I think the biggest thing that most people are coming back to is that it's Jerry Seinfeld's shtick, the same thing that he's been doing for his whole career, the sort of jokes on social normities and niceties and things. And, I think that everyone knows kind of like the classic Jerry Seinfeld setup of like, and what's the deal with airplane food? We've heard sort of the same jokes told in different ways over and over again. So I think for some people, that sort of pattern is just getting a little old. I know he got memed quite a bit on Twitter, especially over the weekend, of people just kind of riffing on him. But I think, like, for fans of Seinfeld, this is going to be a pretty perfect stand-up set. It's a nice, cross-section of his stand-up, especially right now in his career, and I think that it will bring a good laugh to anybody who needs it. But certainly I think that the kind of consensus has been that maybe he is, just sort of going down the same roads that he's been going down for a long time, and that it's kind of lost the fresh aspect of that act. But, like I said, anyone who needs a laugh right now, you're going to get it from Jerry Seinfeld, that's for sure.
Hey, we could all use a laugh right now. As a matter of fact, I'm not quite sure there's a time over the last couple of months where maybe we didn't need a laugh, that's for sure. Well, this next item we're about to discuss, certainly no laughing matter and pretty amazing. Tom Cruise is working with NASA on filming something in space. What exactly is it, and how will this work?
Well, this is one of the big stories in the movie industry this week, and there's a lot of uncertainty around it. Basically, it came out that he was collaborating with Elon Musk to film an action movie set in space. We eventually got confirmation from NASA that they are working on this. It supposedly is going to be set on the International Space Station, but we have heard that it might also be filmed in some of the SpaceX rockets owned by Elon Musk. We don't know when this is going to happen or really any details of the plot. We know this is not a Mission Impossible movie. It is a standalone thing. It'll be interesting to see how this pans out and what sort of story we get out of this. But I think most of all, you can't really deny that I think Tom Cruise is one of the most brave and exciting action stars that we've ever had. This is the guy who continuously tries to do bigger and bigger stunts and really raise the bar in each movie, whether that's climbing the world's tallest building or jumping out of high-altitude planes like he has in the Mission Impossible series, or even the work that he's done in the new Top Gun remake, flying in jets and everything. This guy takes a ton of risks, and it always turns out to be a lot of fun. So it'll be interesting to see the logistics of this and how it develops, but in the meantime, something very exciting to look forward to.
I want to transition into something now that's certainly picked up a little bit of steam here in recent weeks. Drive-ins certainly seem like they should do pretty well here, assuming that things continue to go down the path they're going down. Robert De Niro is working with IMAX now on a drive-in series. What do we know about this?
It's a pretty cool idea. It comes through his Tribeca Enterprises, which started the Tribeca Film Festival to help revitalize that section of New York after 9/11. And sort of in the same vein, this is a great way to sort of revitalize people through movies and get people out, especially at a time where, you know, we're probably not going to be able to go to movie theaters for a little while. So this is a great opportunity. It's a partnership, like you said, with IMAX as well as AT&T. And it's going to be a series of films for families to watch from their safety of their cars at drive-ins and, quote, exclusive venues throughout the country. This is going to start on June 25th. They'll be announcing details as far as tickets and locations and films in coming weeks. But it's going to be a curated selection of new classic and independent films, as well as special music and sports events. So once sports comes back, hopefully we'll be able to get some, you know, live sports experiences from our cars but with other people. I think it's really cool. It's a really neat way to get people out of their house and get them entertained and be, you know, sort of a part of the community and have a sense of normalcy while staying safe. And it's a really great way to, save the movie-going experience right now without theaters. So I think it's going to be really fun. I'm excited to see what kind of movies they get and what kind of schedule they have. And it's certainly something that I'm looking forward to keeping entertained throughout the summer.
No doubt about it. All right, Michael, we'll close out with the picks to click. What should we be watching this week?
Couple things to watch. First, tomorrow on Netflix, there is a brand new interactive Kimmy Schmidt special called Kimmy versus the Reverend. So for all you Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt fans, you get to see the whole gang one more time as Kimmy has to decide between saving more women that are trapped in a bunker at the hands of the evil Reverend played by John Hamm, or going to her wedding with her dream man, Daniel Radcliffe. So that should be pretty fun. On Netflix. And on Friday on Amazon Prime, there's a new movie called Seberg. It's a biopic about 1960s French New Wave actress Jean Seberg, who is the target of the FBI because of her romantic and political involvement with members of the Black Panthers. It's a really interesting story. I'm interested to see how the movie does it. But it's got a great cast: Kristen Stewart, Anthony Mackie, Jack O'Connell, Margaret Qualley, Zazie Beetz, and Vince Vaughn. So some exciting things to watch this week.
Wow, that's quite the star-studded cast.
Yeah.
No question about that. Wow. Well, Michael, we appreciate the time as always. We always appreciate the insight as well. We look forward to catching up with you again next week.
Sounds great, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Michael. Again, that's Michael Warschauer, our Hollywood guru, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.